Let's get ready to Rambo!
This is the Reformation Ramblings podcast series for Lent 2019. I'm Christopher Hogan. Thank you so much for listening. After the text of the day, stay tuned and keep listening for the meditation on that text. If you'd like to be notified when new episodes are posted, click like on either the blog page or Reformation Ramblings Facebook page, and we'll make sure you don't miss any of these Lenten devotions. As always, I welcome your feedback and your encouragement, so please feel free to comment either on the blog page or on the Reformation Ramblings Facebook page. And now, the text. Monday in the fourth week of Lent, April 1st, 2019. The text is Mark 12, verses 1 to 12. And he began to speak to them in parables. A man planted a vineyard and put a fence around it, and dug a pit for the winepress, and built a tower, and leased it to tenants, and went into another country. When the season came, he sent a servant to the tenants to get from them some of the fruit of the vineyard. And they took him and beat him, and sent him away empty-handed. Again, he sent to them another servant, and they struck him on the head and treated him shamefully. And he sent another, and they killed him, and so with many others. Some they beat, and some they killed. He had still one other, a beloved son. Finally, he sent him to them, saying, "They will respect my son." But those tenants said to one another, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance will be ours." And they took him and killed him, and threw him out of the vineyard. What will the owner of the vineyard do? He will come and destroy the tenants, and give the vineyard to others. Have you not read this scripture? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. This was the Lord's doing, and it is marvelous in our eyes. And they were seeking to arrest him, but feared the people, for they perceived that he had told the parable against them. So they left him and went away. Mark 12, verses 1 to 12. Jesus ended the Beatitudes, saying, "Blessed are you when others revile you and persecute you, and utter all kinds of evil against you falsely on my account. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward is great in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you." When the prophets came to Israel, most of the time it was because the Israelites were not walking in accordance with God's word and will. Man does not come to a self-realization that we are walking outside of God's word. For man to see his depravity, God, in mercy, must send one to reveal it to him. God sent the prophets to call Israel to repentance. There were two reactions to the prophets' sermons. The first was repentance, like Nineveh. The second reaction was a rejection of God's word and God's messenger. Some of the prophets were persecuted, while some were killed for proclaiming what God gave them to preach. Jesus was the last and greatest prophet sent by the Father. And what happened? They crucified him. Some repented, and some still do repent. Some rejected, and some still do reject Jesus. However, because Jesus was rejected, because he was put to death for our transgressions, he has become the foundation of our salvation. Jesus is rejected in order that we may be accepted by the Father on account of Jesus' righteousness. May the Holy Spirit be granted to us anew, that we may be brought to repentance, knowing that we repent to a loving God that forgives us all our sins and restores us anew daily in the righteousness of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Thank you for joining us on this Reformation Ramblings podcast for Lent 2019. This has been Christopher Hogan, and I thank you for listening. Remember, by hitting like, you'll be notified when new episodes are posted. Don't forget to check out the Book of Concord reading plan for each day, which is listed on the blog page. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.